This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. For all the news about North Korea's nuclear weapons, one place where it's not as big an issue as it used to be is South Korea. When South Koreans go to the polls tomorrow to elect a new president, the nuclear North will fall below concerns about the economy. That's largely due to progress made in recent weeks in face-to-face diplomacy between North Korea and the United States, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul.
It's called the Sunshine Policy. 10 years of engagement with North Korea, led by the last two South Korean presidents, both liberals. The Sunshine Policy has not fundamentally changed North Korea, but it has changed South Korea, says Gi-wook Shin, director of the Asia-Pacific Research Center at Stanford University.
Not many Korean people believe that North Korea is a threat anymore.
The man most likely to be elected president tomorrow is conservative Lee Myung-bak. In the past, conservatives like Lee would have opposed engagement with North Korea, especially because Lee's chief liberal opponent, Chung Dong-young, is identified with the Sunshine Policy. But that's not the case now, says Evans Revere, president of the New York-based Korea Society.
Both of them are pretty much saying the same thing about a continuity of a policy of engagement and cooperation. Perhaps the conservative candidate's approach might be a little bit harder-edged than Chung Dong-young's might be if he were elected. But you don't see any massive gaps between the two, quite frankly.
That shift here coincides with a shift inside the Bush administration. For much of the past year, the U.S. has engaged in one-on-one talks with North Korea, a sharp turnaround from the previous 5 years. As a result, there has been progress in the effort to end North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Earlier this month, the chief U.S. negotiator, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, visited North Korea's nuclear complex at Yongbyon and reported that concrete steps are underway to disable the key nuclear installations there, actions that ensure the nuclear program could not be restarted without a lengthy and cumbersome effort. Hill spoke with reporters in Beijing after his visit to Pyongyang.
They've done a lot of work in preparation of discharging the fuel in the reactor, which will, I think, have a big effect, because that will mean that they can't easily put it back, and so that will enable the disabling to be of a real value so that we have over a year of worth of disabling.
The American willingness to deal directly with North Korea has led to a greater appreciation for the U.S. and South Korea, says Sung Duk Ham, professor of political economy at Korea University.
Through the 10 years experience with the Sunshine Policy, now the majority of Koreans realized our limited autonomy toward North Korean policy. And the majority of Koreans now felt that we need United States cooperation to make better relationship with North Korea.
Under the terms of the agreement with North Korea, it must now also fully account for all aspects of its nuclear program, including its plutonium stockpile and especially activities involving uranium enrichment. That inventory was supposed to be delivered by December 31st, but the deadline is likely to slip a little. This is a sensitive point in the process of ridding North Korea of its nuclear weapons. There are still hardliners in the Bush administration, Vice President Cheney chief among them, who are deeply suspicious of North Korea and who are not committed to Hill's diplomatic efforts. They are ready to pounce on any false steps North Korea might make, a point that Hill acknowledged after his recent trip to North Korea.
I think what we want to do is make sure that the draft we get is as complete and correct as possible, because we know there are a lot of people, cheering on from the sidelines, or not cheering on from the sidelines, who would leap at the opportunity to look at a draft that's not complete and not correct.
These details do not seem to be of much concern right now in South Korea, where far more voters are preoccupied with the economy than about whether North Korea will really come clean on its nuclear weapons program. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.
Presidential frontrunner Lee Myung-bak promises a stronger economy. There's a profile of this former mayor of Seoul at npr.org.